www.attableek.com, the reviver of Iman.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافره في النار ألا فاعملوا أنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected ulama kiram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, this is wara'ul wara', beyond human comprehension. Akbar min kulli kabir, aqwa min kulli qawi, a'az min kulli aziz, أعظم من كل عظيم أجل من كل جليل Greater than anything with greatness, more majestic than anything with majesty, more powerful than anything with power, more glorious than anything with glory, more mighty than anything with might. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهُ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهُ He is the ilah of the heavens, He is the ilah of the earth. ليس معه إله يخشى ولا رب يرجى ولا وزير يرشى ولا حاجب يرتى There is no other إله that has to be feared. There is no other Rabb upon whom there can be hope. There is no doorkeeper with Allah. There is no advisor or minister with Allah. Allah is Ahad, Samad. Totally, completely independent of this entire creation. قائم بذاته is only Allah. Existing of his own accord is only Allah. Samad. Everything else, its existence is dependent on Allah. Allah is Samad. لا يستعين بشيء. Allah does not take help from anything. لا يحتاج إلى شيء. Allah is not in need of anything. لا ينفعه شيء. Nothing benefits Allah. لا يضره شيء. Nothing harms Allah. لا يخفى عليه شيء. Nothing is concealed from Allah. قَبْلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ Allah is before everything. بَعْدَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ Allah is after everything. فَوْقَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ Allah is above everything. خَالِقُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ Allah is the creator of everything. عَلِيمٌ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ Allah has knowledge of everything. لَطِيفٌ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ Allah exhibits His kindness towards everything. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ There is nothing that is like Allah. Human beings, our psyche, intellect is wired in such a way that to comprehend something we tend to compare. If you want to convince something is fast. If you want to convince someone that something is fast, then compare it with something that is faster. Or something whose speed is known, we say faster than the wind, or brighter than the sun, or more beautiful than the moon. To understand or comprehend entities, we compare them with other entities. Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, this is beyond comparison also. You cannot quantify Allah's greatness. You cannot compare Allah with anything. Allah's greatness, laysa ka mithlihi shay, there is no mithal, no comparison with Allah. This puny human intellect, what is the brain? 100 billion nerve cells interconnected. However, in reality, just a piece of flesh. Qurbani time, Eid al-Adha, when you make Qurbani, if you look at a sheep brain and human brain in composition, look very same, very similar. Sometimes they make curry out of it also. Call it beja curry. Very, very tasty, those who tasted it. Offer it to the children, they'll eat it. Tell them it's sheep brain curry, they don't want to look at it also. Human brain looks similar. Yet, a living manifestation of the Qudrat of Allah. Allah's tajalli directed towards that brain, what happens? The capacity to remember, to memorize, to comprehend, to understand, to have ambition, to have desire, emotion, love, hatred, ambition, desire, the jazba of intiqam, the desire or the essence of wanting to take revenge. An ocean of emotions Allah puts into a piece of flesh. Yet the reality, such a brain Allah has given this human being. It is said that if the nerve fibers of the brain of one person has to be opened up, and you make a rope from this masjid in Cambridge, that rope will go to the moon. It will go around the moon and it will come back to this masjid. 580,000 kilometers long is the nerve fibers of the brain of one human being. And Allah has put such capacity in that brain that each millimeter of those nerve fibers contains more retentive power than 18 macro computers put together. Yet Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, this is a normal person's brain. It is said a normal human being in his lifespan, he uses about 5 or 6% of his brain. Einstein, when they exhumed his brain, they found he had used about 11.2% of his brain. The rest of it was sleeping. The question arises, why did Allah give such a brain if you're only using 5 or 6%? Ulama say that in Jannat, Allah will open up the brain 100%. So that the capacity to experience the ecstasies and desires of Jannat to its maximum. Allah has prepared this human being not for this world, Allah has prepared us for Akhirat. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ad-dunya khuliqat lakum. Allah created this whole world for you. Wa antum. You were not created for this world. You are not created for this world. فَلَا تَشْتَغِلْ بِمَا هُوَ لَكْ عَمَّنْ أَنْتَ لَهُ. We find this expression in the riwayat also. Allah cautions us. Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cautions us. Do not let the pursuit and the desire and the love and the immersement of that which was created for you, do not let it cause you to become so involved in it that you forget about that which you were created for. You are not created for this world. الدُّنْيَا خُلِقَتْ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ خُلِقْتُمْ لِلْآخِرَةِ. You were created for Akhirat. You were created for Jannat. This world, this life, what is the reality of it? It has to revolve around one goal, one pursuit, one purpose, one object only. And that is the recognition of Allah. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسِ. illa liya'budun. Allah says, I did not create insan or jinnat for any other purpose. Factories, economies, industries, dollars, pounds, euros, gold, silver, diamonds, big, big buildings. In every direction we look, such an effort of batil, this propaganda machinery is espousing its message 24 hours of every day, causing this human being to do what? To make this entire existence evolve and revolve around the acquisition of the material things of this world. Such an effort has been made in this direction that even the classification of human beings, even the classification of human beings in our minds, are determined by how much dunya a person has acquired. If someone has little wealth, we say he's a low class individual. Someone has a little bit more wealth, middle class. Someone has a lot of wealth, then we say VIP, high class. Classify, quantify human beings on the basis of what? Material things of this world. What type of car this person is driving. Whether he's got a Hugo Boss suit on, or what type of clothing he's wearing. What type of a house does he live in. Like the poet says, يَمْشِ الْفَقِيرُ وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ ضِدُّهُ يَمْشِ الْفَقِيرُ وَكُلُّ شَيْءٍ ضِدُّهُ تَرَاهُ مُبْغِضًا وَلَيْسَ بِمُذْنِبٍ يَرَى الْعَدَاوَةَ وَلَا يَرَى أَسْبَابَهَا حَتَّى أَنَّ الْكِلَابَ إِذَا رَأَتْ ذَا ثَرْوَةٍ خَضَعَتْ لَدَيْهِ وَحَرَّكَتْ أَذْنَابَهَا وَإِذَا رَأَتْ يَوْمًا فَقِيرًا غَابِرًا نَبَخَتْ عَلَيْهِ وَقَشَّرَتْ أَنْيَابَهَا. It says the poor man walks, يَمْشِي الْفَقِيرُ. The poor man walks and everything is against him. He sees the manner in which you scoff at him, call him a vagabond, or look down upon him because of his simple clothing. He sees your dislike for him. He does not know what the cause is. He hasn't committed any crime, any wrong. To be poor is not a crime. يَرَى الْعَدَاوَةَ وَلَا يَرَى أَسْبَابَا. He sees the enmity. He doesn't know the cause of it. The poet goes on to say, such an effort of batil has taken place to quantify human beings on the basis of what you have achieved in this world, that even it has even affected the animals. So when the dog sees a rich man, it wags its tail and it stretches out its forepaws. And when it sees a poor man, it barks at him and starts chasing him. What is the underlying meaning? What is the underlying meaning that this mindset to quantify or to categorize individuals on the basis of what material achievement has been acquired, this is the mindset and thinking of an animal. A human being's intellect is supposed to be far greater than that. A human being's intellect is supposed to supersede that. The greatest human being that was ever created, the pride of Allah's creation, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was his worldly circumstance? Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, dakhaltu ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fa'idha huwa muttaji'un ala rimalin hasir, laysa baynahu wa baynahu firash, waqad athara ar-rimalu bi jambih, muttaki'an ala wisadatin min udum hashwaha leaf. He says, I entered the room of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar goes on to describe what he saw. What did he see? He says, I saw my Nabi lying on a straw mat. There was no mattress, there was no sheet. I saw the imprint of the mat on the back of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His pillow was made out of date leaves, not down feathers or something soft. Another narration, Umar goes on to say that There was nothing in the room. The room was bare. There was only one piece of leather that was tanning on one side. Those who are familiar with the tanning of leather will know that it gives off a foul smell and odor. Such was the worldly possessions of the greatest creation of Allah. Allama Saadi rahimullah puts it beautifully, Ba'das Khuda Buzurg Tu Iqisa Mukhtasar. After Allah in greatness, you are the final word. That maqam and that status, yet nothing in this world. Ulama say, wulida yateeman wa asha faqeeran wa mata miskeena, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Were born an orphan, lived the life of a faqeer, and passed away a miskeen. Worldly possessions, nothing. This mindset that has overtaken us, this mindset that this batil propaganda machinery is espousing 24 hours of every day. There was a Jamaat from Somalia a few years ago in our Ishtima in South Africa, beautifully. I think Ghaliban, it was the Amir of the Jamaat, was giving bayan. He said the glitter and glamour, the glitter and glamour, embellishment, attraction of this dunya, of the world. He used an ajeeb expression. He said it has made sihr. It has made black magic. It has cast a spell over our minds and our hearts. So that we cannot distinguish between day and night, between black and white, between right and wrong. Such an effort of batil is taking place. Paisa, paisa, paisa. Acquire the material wealth of this world. At the altar of that, every command of Allah is being destroyed. To lie has become permissible. To cheat has become permissible. To usurp the rights of others has become permissible. To eat up the haqq of others has become permissible. To falsify papers and documents and steal the land and property of others has become permissible. Why? Behind this is one relentless drive, acquire the material things of this world. Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that all the stench, all the filth, all the dirt, all the terrible smell of the gutters of the world full put together cannot equal the stench and the terrible smell that emanates from the heart of one person on incorrect yaqeen. This false conviction that shaitan took oath with Allah. He took an oath with Allah. فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. He said, I will beautify this world for them. I will blind them to the glitter and glamour and attraction of this dunya. ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. I will come from in front, from behind, from the right, from the left, from every direction. The road and the avenues by which this heart is affected are what we see, what we hear, what we comprehend, what we think about, what we speak about. If what we speak about is incorrect, if what we are looking at is incorrect, if what we are listening to is incorrect, if what we are comprehending is incorrect, then what is happening? We are feeding this heart with an incorrect, call it petrol, or incorrect energy. And because of that, it will go in an incorrect direction. And in what we see, what we speak, what we comprehend, What we are listening to is the correct thing. Then the correct petrol, the correct energy is given to this heart that will drive this person in the correct direction. This is what I have mentioned, my respected brothers. It's a simple explanation of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he said, وَإِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ لَمُضْغَى وَإِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ لَمُضْغَى إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. He said, in the body is a piece of flesh. If this piece of flesh is correct, in other words, what this person is seeing, what he is speaking about, what he is comprehending, the environment which he has linked himself to, if it is the correct environment, if this piece of flesh is corrected, صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ, then from every limb of the body of this person, salah and khair will emanate. وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ, he said, if there is fasad in this piece of flesh, the incorrect energy is being given, the incorrect petrol is being given. By fasad is meant what? Fasad of yaqeen, incorrect yaqeen. Where the qibla and goal and direction of this heart has become anything or any entity besides Allah. What was the effort of Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam? From Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi upon Nabi, Quran has opened up. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قِصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah Ta'ala says in the incidents of Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam, mentioned in the Quran is ibrat, is lesson for the people of intelligence. Throughout the ages, whether it was on the one hand the might of Fir'aun, أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصْرِ وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارِ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي, the kingdom of Egypt, the rivers, the streams, the palaces, whether it was the might of Fir'aun, whether it was the physical strength of the people of Ad, إرم ذات العماد لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد وثمود الذين جابوا الصخر بالواد وفرعون ذي الأوتاد الذين اتغوا في البلاد فأكثروا فيها الفساد. Various places in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala describes Fir'aun's kingdom, the physical strength of Ad, where Allah Ta'ala says, لَمْ يُخْلَقْ مِثْلُهَا فِي الْبِلَادِ, we never created a people like this. With their bare hands, they would uproot trees. The people of Samud, with their bare hands, they would carve their homes in mountains. It's mentioned in the riwayat that the children of the people of Ad, at the age of 300, would become baligh. Live up to 900,000, sometimes beyond that. No sickness, no physical impediment whatsoever. Qawme Saba, huge, huge gardens and orchards. The people of Madian, huge industries. Anbiya alayhimu salatu was salam was sent. Unbelievable, illogical odds were against them. What did they come with? Did Allah send them with a hidden army? Did Allah send them with some treasures? Qarun, what was the wealth of Qarun? وَآتِيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْكُنُوزِ مَا إِنَّ مَفَاتِحَهُ لَتَنُوُ بِالْعُصْبَةِ أُولِي الْقُوَّةِ. Allah says, we gave him such wealth that forget the wealth, to lift the keys. To lift the keys of his treasures, you needed a huge army. What were Anbiya alayhi salatu was salam sent with? One basic message every Nabi of Allah came with. Allah did not send them with physical strength or with material wealth. Allah did not send them with a hidden army. Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam came with one basic message. فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَقُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ شَهِدَ اللَّهُ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. How many places in the Quran? Quran reiterates this message over and over and over again. Know and understand it is only one Allah. Don't be deceived. No army is doing. No technology is doing. No science is doing. No wealth is doing. No system of this world is doing. Only Allah is doing. If Allah's irada and will is there, it will happen. If Allah's irada and will is not there, it is a dead corpse. When Allah begins His kalam, His kitab, Alif Lam Mim, Dhalika al-kitab la rayba fi. Allah says, this is the book, in it is no doubt. Hudal lil-muttaqeen, it is hidayat, it is guidance for the people of taqwa. Where does hidayat start? Where does taqwa start? Where does iman start? Where does the effort of every Nabi of Allah from Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam start? الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, we cannot remonstrate enough. We cannot cry enough. We cannot reiterate enough the extent of the apathy of this ummah towards this Qur'an. Our elders say, Qur'an has become... They say Quran ek na ashna pegham ban chuki. Quran has become an irrelevant message for us. Ramadan came and went in the blink of an eyelid. To some extent we listened to Quran. Masjids got full a little bit. But even in that Ramadan, very often I used to mention, I remember a few years ago in Ramadan we went to one masjid outside, they had in the parking lot, there are two arrows, one arrow pointing this way, one arrow pointing that way. Parking for 8 rakats tarawih, parking for 20 rakats tarawih. A few years ago, you're going somewhere in Ramadan, went past one masjid. The road was blocked. Couldn't pass, we got late for the program. I asked the rehbar, is there some foreign sheikh, some alim, some special program in this masjid? Why is it we can't pass, so many people? He said, Maulana, in this masjid they read last 10 surahs for Tarawih. One chance in the year. One chance in the year to listen to Quran. And this is the attitude the ummah towards it. Leave the fiqhi ikhtilaf. It's not, that's for the ulama. 8 rakats or 20 rakats. I'm not going into all that. But the riwayat of Munziri, rahimahullah, is a targhib wa tarhib for every... For every sajda, for every sajda of Taraweeh Salah, Allah is giving 1500 hasanat. 20 rakats, 40 sajda, 60,000 hasanat every night. Now imagine, this last Ramadan that passed, if Imam Sahib in Cambridge Masjid made the announcement that by tomorrow night, whoever comes for Taraweeh Salah, leave 1500 hasanat, underneath the musalla there will be 1500 Canadian dollars. What will happen? This whole courtyard will be too small also. Grandfather, grandmother, even the old, the infirm, the disabled also will bring them to the masjid. We understand the value of maal, we don't understand the value of amal. Such a Quran this ummah was given. What does Allah say? لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. That if we had to reveal this Quran on a mountain, then mountain would turn to dust. It would not be able to bear the weight of Allah's kalam. Such a kalam this ummah was given. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say that whenever I desired to talk to Allah, I would read 2 rakat salah. And whenever I desired that my Allah should talk to me, I would recite Quran. Quran is actually a conversation with Allah. Ikrama bin Abi Jahl radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he would sit in front of the Quran, he would cry inconsolably, Hada kalamu Rabbi, Hada kalamu Rabbi, Hada kalamu Rabbi, this is the kalam of my Allah. This is the kalam of my Allah. Salih Muzani rahimahullah, he's reciting Quran, he sees Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a dream. He's reciting Quran for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to him, هذه القراءة فأين البكاء. That Salih, you are reading Quran, where are the tears? How is it that your eyes are dry when you are reading Quran? Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say to Abu Musa Ashari radiallahu ta'ala, shawwiqna ila Rabbina Azza wa Jal, dhakirna Rabbana Azza wa Jal, remind us about our Allah, give us the shock of our Allah. What is meant? Recite Quran. Usman Taymi rahimullah tabi'i says, I entered the haram of Makkah. I saw Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu standing up in tahajjud salah. I stood behind him. This justaju, this curiosity was there in my heart. How much Quran would Usman read? He said Usman started his tahajjud salah. He started from Surah Fatiha. He did not go into ruku until he reached Surah Nas. The entire Quran in one rakat of tahajjud salah. And what would Usman say? لو طهرت قلوبكم. لو طهرت قلوبكم. This is the crux of it. Usman radiallahu anhu would say, if your hearts were pure, if your hearts were pure, ما شبعتم من كلام الله عز وجل, you would never get tired of listening to Quran. Youngsters with both ears clogged, with earphones, bodies jiving and shaking to what? To music. Driving around in fast cars, woofers, subwoofers, tweeters. Music blaring. And what they say? Food for the soul. Music is food for the soul. That which Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Al-ghina'u yumbitu nifaqa fil qalb kama yumbitu al-ma'u al-zara'. He said that like how water will cause crops to grow, the haram music of this world will cause nifaq and hypocrisy to grow in your heart. And ulama say, what is the manifestation of nifaq and hypocrisy in the heart? They say at the time of maut to recite kalima will become impossible. And yet in every direction, hours and hours in that, for Allah's kalam, for Allah's Quran, today the ummah has no time. Igna ashna pegham ban chukiya. Our elders are saying it has become an irrelevant message for us. Stay away from the haram music of this world. I'm digressing. Stay away from the haram music of this world. And what did my Nabi say? Ma min abdin yadkhulu al-jannah illa wa yajlisu inda ra'sihi wa inda rijlayhi thintani min al-hur al-ayn tughanniyanihi bi ahsani sawt ما سمع الإنس والجن مثلها. وفي الحديث الآخر أوحى الله تعالى إلى شجرة الجنة أن اسمعي عبادي الذين شغلوا أنفسهم عن المعازف والقينات فتسبعهم بصوت ما سمع الإنس والجن مثلها. أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. These two hadiths put together create such a beautiful imagery that the mind cannot even comprehend it. What did my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? He said, the one who will stay away from the haram music of this world, the one who will stay away from the haram music of this world, Allah will command the trees of Jannat, the rivers of Jannat, the breeze of Jannat, The palaces of Jannat, this will become the background orchestra. They will create the background music. And what will be the main source of the music? Two hoors of Jannat will sit at the head of this person. Two hoors of Jannat will sit at the feet of this person. The background will be provided by the trees and the rivers and the streams of Jannat. They will start singing. They will start singing. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no human being or jinn has ever heard anything so beautiful. When? شَغَلُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ عَنِ الْمَعَازِفِ وَالْقَيْنَاتِ. If you will stay away from the haram music of this world, what is the loss that is being incurred? What is the loss that is being incurred? One is loss of akhirat. What about the loss of this dunya? Planting with our own hands the seeds of hypocrisy and nifaq in this heart. So that the heart has no time for Quran. The heart has no attachment with Quran. Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, where did he learn this? At the feet of the master sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself. Lo tahurat qulubukum ma shabi'atum min kalamillahi azza wa jal. He said, purify this heart, you will never get tired of Quran. Purify this heart, you will never get tired of Quran. Ali radiallahu anhu, parting advices to his son, what did he say? Ahyi qalbaka bil mu'idha. أحي قلبك بالموعظة. Give life to this heart by listening to Quran. Like crops need water. Like crops need water. Allah's qasam. This heart needs the Quran. Not only in Ramadan. Not only in Ramadan. We have become some of us seasonal Muslims. Someone asked Shibli rahimullah, Ayyuma afdal. This word afdal in Arabic means more virtuous. In Urdu also same meaning, afzal. In fact, nowadays some people are called afzal sahab. Sahaba at times would ask this question, what is more virtuous? What was their motivation? What was their motivation? To practice on everything. Nowadays we also ask the question sometimes, Maulana, which is more afzal? Which is more virtuous? What is our motivation? What is our motivation? Practice on that which we think is more virtuous and leave the other thing out. That type of people, they call him afzal sahab. Maulana, which is more afzal? In other words, do one and leave the other one out. Someone asked Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi once, that if I am bathing in the stream, what is afzal? To face my, for my face to be facing Qibla or my back to be facing Qibla? Imam Sahib said, face your clothes, because if you lose your clothes, you'll be in problem. Don't worry about trivial things. These were personalities, they understood. Sometimes when people ask questions also, they got their own motivations behind the question. Like it's mentioned about the student of Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi alayhi, very famous student of his. These were imams in their own right. He was giving dars. For 6 months, one student in the class never asked a single question. So one day Imam Muhammad rahmatullahi alayhi got upset, irritated. He says, why is it you don't ask questions? 6 months I'm giving dars, never, not one question, nothing occurred to you. Why is it you don't ask any questions? So the student said, there is one question. So I asked him, what's your question? He says, you told us that when the sun sets, we must pray Maghrib Salah. What happens if the sun doesn't set? He told him, sukutuka khairum min kalami. For you to keep quiet was better than you speaking. Because before you spoke, how little you knew, I had no idea. Now it has come to my understanding, now I've realized how little you know. So questions also, people sometimes have the incorrect motivation. Someone asked Shibli, rahimahullah, ayyuma afdal, Rajab am Shaban? Which is more virtuous, Rajab or Shaban? Which is more virtuous, Rajab or Shaban? It seems an innocent enough question. But what is the underlying message of the question? That bimari and sickness that has overtaken this ummah, where we have become seasonal Muslims. Muslims of Ramadan, or Muslims of Jumu'ah, or Muslims of big night, and the rest of the time carry on with something else. These occasions of clemency and mercy and forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are not there so that we only worship Allah on those occasions. This is in fact a mockery of Ramadan. It's in fact a mockery of the day of Jumu'ah, that a person only makes Jumu'ah Salah, and the Asr Salah after Jumu'ah, the masjid is empty. So they asked him the question, Ayyuma Afdal, Rajab am Shaban, which is more virtuous, Rajab or Shaban? He said, Kun Rahbaniyan. Kun Rahbaniyan, La Rajabiyan, Wala Shabaniyan. He said, become the devoted slave of Allah, whether it is Rajab or Shaban. Don't be a Muslim of Rajab or Shaban or Ramadan. Kun Rahbaniyan. You don't know when your maut is coming. You don't know when Malakul Maut is going to knock at the door. We heard in the Maghrib Salah. Every one of us desires that Allah give us. At the time of maut. Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainnah. Irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyya. Fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli jannati. There will be those fortunate ones at the time of maut. This announcement will be made to them. Ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainnah. Irji'i. Allahu Akbar. Quran doesn't say ta'alay come. Quran does not say ta'alay come. What does Allah say? Irji'i, return back. Return back ila rabbik, to your Allah. The shafqat and love and compassion contained. Compare this. Come and return back. Return back. Allah is waiting for you. What am I explaining this expression? Irji'i. There is ishara of shawq, of inclination, of the love of Allah. Irji'i ila rabbik, to your Rabb Allah. Radiyatan mardiyya. Allah is happy with you, you are happy with Allah. Fadkhuli fi ibadi, wadkhuli jannati. Enter amongst my slaves, enter into my jannah. Kama tahyoon tamutun. Kama tahyoon tamutun. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as you will live in that condition, your maut will take place. As you will live in that condition, your maut will take place. What type of environment? What type of effort are we making? Coming back to the point, I'm digressing. Coming back to the point. Islam does not advocate being a seasonal Muslim. Worship Allah only on occasions. This is a travesty of the clemency and mercy of Allah. This is a mockery with Allah. Allah doesn't only feed you on Jumu'ah. Allah doesn't only give you air to breathe in Ramadan. Eyes to see, ears to hear with countless ni'mat of Allah. This is not seasonal. At any given time, Allah's favors are there. The doors of Allah's mercy are open. Allah is waiting. In the dead of night, regardless of the time, the greatest sinner, a person whose life was spent in Allah's disobedience from the time he entered this world, the thought enters his heart, let me turn to my Allah. And he says, Ya Allah, whether it is Ramadan, Shaban or Shawwal or any other time, when he says, Ya Allah, immediately Allah responds, Labbaik Ya Abdi. I am present, my slave, what is it that you want? Allah is waiting. We have forgotten Allah. Allah has not forgotten us. In the hadith it is mentioned, one person will come before Allah. Mountain of sins. Mountain of sins. Allah will say to him, Udkhulil jannata bi'amalik. Enter jannat through your amal, through your deeds. He'll be wondering, what deed? What amal Allah is giving me jannat? There's a dastan and legacy of sins. What amal? أَلَسْتَ كُنْتَ نَائِمًا لَيْلَةَ كَذَا وَكَذَا وَتَقَلَّبْتَ فِي نَوْمِكَ Allah will remind him about a night in this world. He couldn't sleep. He was tossing from side to side. Tossing from side to side. He couldn't sleep. وَقُلْتَ خِلَالَ تَقَلُّبِكَ Allah, Allah. As you were tossing from side to side, Allah will say to him, you said Allah, Allah. وَنَسِيتَ ذَلِكَ اللَّيْلَ You forgot about that night. You forgot about that night, that Allah that came out of your heart, I loved it so much, I didn't forget. Because of that Allah, that pukar of yours in the dead of night, I have given you Jannah. لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا لَا تَحْقِرَنَّ مِنَ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, do not belittle any good deed. Do not belittle any good deed. Do not regard as insignificant any good deed. Don't be a seasonal Muslim. Don't worship Allah only on occasion. We heard that Elan like we heard after Maghrib. Salah. My success, your success. The success of the entire humanity lies in obeying the commands of Allah in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sometimes the brother is inviting towards what? Towards gush, towards jola. Towards meeting people for the sake of Allah. We have heard this i'lan so many times that some of us don't even give this i'lan or announcement even this much attention that we will wait for the brother to complete saying it. We'll start our sunnah or we'll wake up and walk out of the masjid while he's making the announcement. Yet what is the announcement? What is he saying? What is he saying? My success, your success, the success of the entire humanity. And yet it has become something insignificant. What is he inviting towards visitation for the sake of Allah? Is that something insignificant? Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah in his kitab Hadi al-Arwah, he mentions the riwayat that on one occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sahaba, Ala ukhbirukum birijalikum min ahli al-Jannah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion said to his Sahaba, should I not tell you who the men of Jannah are? Who the men of Jannah are? Sahaba were overtaken. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going to tell us who the Jannatis are. Man hum ya Rasulullah. Who are the people of Jannah? He said, An-Nabiyyu fil Jannah. An-Nabiyyu fil Jannah. An-Nabi will be in Jannah. Was-Siddiqu fil Jannah. Siddiq will be in Jannah. وَالشَّهِيدُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ مَاتَ will be in Jannah. And then what did he say? Allahu Akbar. He said, وَالرَّجُلُ الَّذِي يَزُورُ أَخَاهُ فِي نَاحِيَةِ الْمِصْرِ لَا يَزُورُهُ إِلَّا لِلَّهِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ He said, a person who will go for one gush, in our terms, one mulaqat, one ziyarat, one visitation, someone visits his brother in one corner of the city, La yazuruhu illa lillah. He is meeting him only for the sake of Allah. On that one visitation, Allah will give him Jannah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Min ahlil Jannah. He is of the people of Jannah. La tahkiranna min al ma'rufi shay'a. Do not belittle any good deed. Don't look down upon any good deed. A Muslim is not one who worships Allah seasonally. I remember when our Jamaat went to Jordan in 95, went to the Markaz of Jordan in Gharb al-Amman, Western Amman. First thing the brother told us, sat with the Jamaat. He said, there is no holiday for a Muslim. There is no holiday for a Muslim. There is no period of taking your foot off the accelerator, relaxation. Like even in Tabligh, some of us have become, Tabligh has become a sabbatical for us. Chilla and then the rest of the year relax. Can't find the person in the masjid also. Or some of us 10 days or whatever period.
We haven't understood what is tabligh, what is the essence of it. What is the cry of it? You say fikr. Brothers, we gathered for fikr. Shab Ghazali, what they call it, Laylatul Fikr in the Arab countries. We're making fikr. What fikr? Who's fikr? What does the word fikr mean? We are parroting it over and over again that we don't even take the trouble of thinking what does fikr mean. This word fikr means to be worried. Ask ourselves the question, my respected brothers, how many of us are worried? And if we are worried, what are we worried about? What are we worried about? Whether the one shop has become two shops. Or whether my worldly pursuits and goals have been and aspirations have realized themselves. Like they gave the example the other day, they said the person is on his deathbed. Three sons, Abdullah, Muhammad and Umar. Where's Abdullah? Papa, I'm here. Where's Muhammad? Papa, I'm here. Where's Umar? Papa, I'm here. Who's in the shop? Even in that condition, such an effort of dunya. We are worried, what are we worried about? Has it just become a ritual? He said there is no holiday for a Muslim. There is no sabbatical for a Muslim. Mu'aza Adawiyah, radiyallahu anha, the student of Aisha, Ummul Mumineen, radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Her son was Sila bin Ashyam. Her husband was Sila bin Ashyam. Mu'aza's husband was Sila bin Ashyam. Sila bin Ashyam, her husband, and her son in one day, father and son become shaheed in the path of Allah. The women of the locality come to the home of Mu'aza. They knock at the door. What is her reaction? She opens the door. In kuntunna ji'tunna lituhanni anni bima akramani Allahu bi fadak. Wa in kuntunna ji'tunna li ghayri dhalika farji'an. He says, if you people have come to give me Mubarak Badi to congratulate me, that Allah has accepted my husband and my son in his path, then enter my home. If you have come with any other purpose, then please leave. She lived for 20 years after her husband passed away. It is said in that 20 years her back did not touch the bed at night. Tahajjud salah the entire night, when she would feel sleepy on the musalla, she would remonstrate with herself, Ajibtu li'aynin tanam wa hiya arafat tul al-riqad fi dhulamil qubur. She would say, oh eyes, it surprises me that you want to sleep. Don't you know what a long sleep you will get in the darkness of the grave? How is it that you want to sleep now? How is it that you want to relax now? 20 years like that, eventually sleep would overpower her on the musalla. And the day comes for her to leave this world, she looks up. Kama tahyon tamutun. Kama tahyon tamutun. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, as you will live, your mort will occur like that. On the musalla, she looks up at the front porch, she starts smiling. Then she starts crying, her slave girl. Her maidservant asked her, Mu'aza, what happened? Why did you smile, then you cried? She said, when I looked up, I saw my husband Sila. I saw my husband Sila. He was dressed in green robes. There was a Nurani makhluk with him, the like of which I have never seen. He was smiling at me and he told me that the iftar of my roza of today will be with him. So, umeed hua ke Allah ne mere maghfirat kar diya. So some hope entered my heart that Allah has made my maghfirah. Then she said, why did you cry? Why was she crying? Why was she crying? Ask ourselves the question. She said, the thought, the realization entered my heart that Mu'aza, your mort will occur now. The sweetness of the recitation of Quran will be lost to you. The lazzat and ecstasy of tahajjud will be lost to you. The lazzat and ecstasy of fasting will be lost to you. I cried over that loss. Today it has become a burden for us. Yet what did my Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said? Inna shahwati fi qiyam al-layl. Inna shahwati fi qiyam al-layl. Allah has kept my lazzat and my ecstasy in standing up in tahajjud salah. We are not seasonal. La tahqiranna min al-ma'rufi shay'a. Do not belittle any good deed. Do not feel that I made a little bit ibadat. Now I'm taken out of Jannah. My Jannah is guaranteed. Those personalities. Allahu Akbar, what was their maqam? Inni la'arifu rajulan bismihi wasmi abihi wa ummihi. La yati baban min abwabil jannah illa qala marhaba, marhaba. On one occasion, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to Sahaba, I know a person. I know the name of his parents. When this person approaches Jannah, Jannah has 8 doors. The riwayat, it comes, the distance between the portal of each door will be 40 years long. Such is the mercy of Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a day will come. 40 years is the width of the portals of each door, yet there will be a crowd entering through each door of Jannah. Yet when this person approaches Jannah, the doors of Jannah will start fighting with one another. For what? For what? To be given the honor that this person should enter through that door. Marhaba, 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 marhaba. Each one will be shouting out, welcome, enter through me, welcome, enter through me, welcome, enter through me. Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu, hearing this, he said, Inna hadha lamurtafi'un sha'nuhu ya Rasulallah. This is someone of great rank. Who is this? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Huwa Abu Bakr ibn Abi Quhafa. It is Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The 8 doors of Jannah will shout out, welcome, enter through me. Yet, what was the shock of Amal? Did he sit back? How many times when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him Basharat and glad tidings? Abu Bakr fil Jannah, Umar fil Jannah, Uthman fil Jannah, Ali fil Jannah, Talha fil Jannah, Zubair fil Jannah, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah fil Jannah, Sa'id bin Zayd fil Jannah, Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas fil Jannah, Abdurrahman bin Auf fil Jannah, radiyallahu anhu ajma'in. Ashara e Mubashara, top 10 Sahaba, number 1 Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala. Once Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam enters the masjid, right hand side Abu Bakr, left hand side Umar, holds the hands of both of them and says, هَكَذَا نُحْشَرُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Exactly like this, Allah will raise us on the Day of Judgment. So many basharat and glad tidings, time is limited. Yet, they were not given advance notice and warning. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam didn't say, on a certain day I'm going to ask you questions. All of a sudden, in dunya, in this world, we get advance notice. If exam is school exam or college exam or university exam, they don't all of a sudden say tomorrow is exam. They give you a timetable beginning of the year, and still the students don't prepare. Like someone sent me an email a few years back. There was one exam in some college somewhere. So instead of preparing the night before the exam, the students went out partying the whole night. So the next day they came to the dean and they said, last night we were going to the library to study. On the way, we had a puncture. The whole night we were pushing the car, we couldn't study. Give us a chance, give us some reprieve. 3 students. So the dean said, okay, I'll give you 1 week's chance, prepare. So obviously, 1 week extension, everybody prepared properly. So at the end of the week, when they came to write the exam, he said, because special arrangement has been made for you, each one will be given a different class. Sit in 3 separate classrooms, 2 questions only were asked. 1 question, 2 marks, the other question, 98 marks. First question, what is your name? Second question, which tire got punctured? So all 3 got punctured. No one passed. In the world we get advance notice. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, no advance notice. All of a sudden, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam stands up. Man asbaha minkum sa'ima, who is fasting today? Without hesitation, Abu Bakr raised his hands. Ana ya Rasulullah, I am fasting. Man aada minkum marida, who visited a sick person today? Ana ya Rasulullah, Abu Bakr again, radiallahu anhu. Man atama minkum miskina, who fed a poor person today? Ana ya Rasulullah, Abu Bakr again, radiallahu anhu. Man adba minkum janaza, who followed a janaza today? Ana ya Rasulullah, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. So much basharat, so much glad tidings, yet no good deed was considered insignificant. Every day, this was out of the blue, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked these questions. Each time, Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr, radiyallahu anhu, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam again says, مَجْتَمَ عَنَّ فِي إِمْرٍ إِلَّا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. The one who has done all this on this one day, Jannah is guaranteed. And yet, what was the level? What was the level of khawf? What was the level of khawf? We do a few deeds, little bit ibadat, we feel Jannah is guaranteed. Abu Bakr, so much of glad tidings. Yet he would remonstrate with himself, Ya layta ummi lam talidni. Ya laytani kuntu shajaratan tu'adad. He would say, if only my mother had not given birth to me. If only my mother had not given birth to me, if only I was a blade of grass, some animal ate me up, I would not have to give hisab in the court of Allah. Such hope, such consciousness of akhirat. The worry all the time. Hanzala radiallahu anhu perceives a change in his consciousness of Allah, away from the majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, compared with the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and automatically he fears nafaqa Hanzala. Hanzala radiallahu anhu has become munafiq. Meets Abu Bakr, places this concern in front of him. Abu Bakr becomes concerned, he has become munafiq. This was when the reality of iman entered the heart, the consciousness, the worry. I remember a few years ago with Jamaat, was in Johannesburg. It was the month of Ramadan. Late one night, we entered the markaz. As we entered, there was an Arab brother, originally from Syria. He rushed forward, he embraced me. And he said, do you remember me? He said it with such sincerity, such love, such compassion. I'm sitting in the masjid. I'm sitting in the masjid, my respected brothers. One wonders if even one's own brother will meet you with such love. Such an effect Allah has kept in this work of Dawat and Tabligh in this day and age. People of different backgrounds, different financial circumstances, different colors, different race, different creed, spend little time in the Baath of Allah. And through the barakah and blessings that Allah has kept in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where through this movement in the path of Allah, the obstacles of prejudice, of allowing color and creed and nationality and social and financial status to create obstacles between us, through the barakah of this movement in the path of Allah, all those things are broken down. And such love and such muhabbat Allah creates that sometimes that person becomes more beloved than your own brother. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made an ummat. Hazrat Mufti Zain al-Abidin sahab rahmatullahi alayhi beautifully used to explain it. He used to say that if one sahabi's sister, if there were 999 men in Madinah Munawwara, and one sahabi's sister passed away, it was as if 999 people's sister passed away. Abdurrahman bin Awf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he makes hijrat from Makkah to Madinah Munawwara, Muhajir from Makkah, Madinah Munawwara, Sa'd bin Rabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Ansari sahabi. Two completely different backgrounds. Abdurrahman bin Auf left everything, penniless. Sa'd bin Rabi', Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam calls him. He says, from this day onwards, Abdurrahman bin Auf is your brother. Brotherhood on what? Not because they shared the milk of the same mother, no. Brotherhood on the basis, on the nisbat of La ilaha illallah. On the nisbat of the fikr and cry of da'wat and tabligh of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the days of Hajj. These are the days of Hajj. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, like we mentioned, we have become seasonal Muslims. The haqqaiq, the reality of these amal are not there. We go to Mecca, we go to Medina, but what are the asbaq, what are the lessons? One hand, muhajir from Mecca, total stranger to Sa'd bin Rabi'a. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, he is your brother from this day. What does Sa'd bin Rabi'a say? Inni aktharu ahli al-Madinati mala. He says to Abdurrahman bin Auf, there is no one in Medina with more wealth than I have. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, you are my brother from today. Fanzur shatra mali laka. From today, half my wealth belongs to you. Half my wealth belongs to you. Brothers that have drunk the milk of the same mother, two brothers today are not talking with one another because of dunya. Two brothers are not talking to one another because of dunya. These are two complete strangers on the bunyad of the fikr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you are brothers. Fanzur shatra mali lak. Half my wealth belongs to you. I have two wives. Choose which one you prefer. I will divorce her after iddat, you get married to her. Wallah, the annals of history cannot produce an example like this. That love, that brotherhood on the nisbat of La ilaha illallah. Sahaba were not like you and I. If somebody offers you half, we'll say, no, give me the whole thing. Abdul Rahman bin Auf says, just show me where the marketplace is, please, I don't need any. Tajir al-Rahman, he was the trader of Rahman. But that's a separate incident. The point, my respected brothers, through the barakah of this effort of da'wah and tabligh, such love, such muhabbat Allah puts, where the obstacles of racial prejudice are broken down. When the correct effort is made. So when this brother rushed forward, do you recognize me? In reality, I didn't recognize him, but I didn't want to break his heart. I took a guess. I said, you are the brother joined our Jamaat 95 in Jordan. He was overjoyed. It turned out to be a correct guess. This brother was originally from Syria. Was doing a medical specialization course in America. And on his way back home for his holiday, he had spent 10 days in the path of Allah in Jordan. And they joined him with our South African Jamaat. So I had met him something like 19 years back, yet when he met me with more love and muhabbat than my own brother will meet me. The next morning after Fajr was his bayan. While talking to him that night, he mentioned that he had left Syria, he was now staying in Qatar. He was a rheumatoid specialist. But he said the hospital where he joined in Qatar, it was a rule that no matter what field you specialize in, for the first year of your tenure, you have to work in the casualty department. So obviously, casualty department, the mortality rate will be very high. So the next morning after Fajr was his bayan. Imagine Ramadan, nights already are so short. And then Sehri, and then after Fajr, bayan. So normally, even those that are sitting in the bayan are bayna nomi wal yaqza. Half sleeping, half awake. And this person was not an orator by any stretch of the imagination. But such was the message, such sincerity he delivered his message with, that every person was hanging on to every word that he was saying. You could almost feel the hair on your body standing. What was his subject matter? He said, when I joined this hospital and I started working in the mortality department, or casualty department, mortality, high rate of mortality. He said, I had heard the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What hadith? There's an ajeeb waqia linked to that hadith also. Kama tahyon tamutun. Kama tahyon tamutun. As you will live, your mort will occur in that condition. Imam Abu Zura rahmatullahi alayhi, great muhaddis. Allah had given him such a memory. Then on one occasion he told his students, like how you recite Surah Ikhlas, Qul huwallahu ahad, I can recite 100,000 ahadith. That kind of memory Allah had given him. Such devotion, khidma. One person saw him in a dream after he passed away. He was making imamat of the malaika in the first heaven. So they said to him, how is it Allah elevated you to such a level? He said, with my own hand I recorded 100,000 ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And before each hadith, before writing it down, I sent salawat upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, man salla alayya wahidatan sallallahu alayhi biha ashra. That person who will send salawat upon me once, Allah will send 10 rahmat and blessing upon him. 100,000 times 10 is 1 million. That person upon whom 1 million rahmats and mercies of Allah descended upon, what is difficult about him making imamat of malaika? When the time of his mort, Imam Abu Zura was on his deathbed, his students record Muhammad bin Salima, Abu Hatim, Mundir bin Shaban. They also were muhaddisin in their own right. This was their ustad, they were sitting around him. He was in a state of semi-consciousness. They were concerned that he should read kalima when leaving the world. But how to get him to read the kalima? We advise that don't instruct a person in sakara to read the kalima. We don't know what he's going through. In the shiddat and the test of that moment, he might reject or refuse. And then na'udhu billah, he'll be deprived of iman. So what? Allahu Akbar. The scholars have their own shan. What tarkeeb they decided? Muhammad bin Salima mentions the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But according to the chain which he heard it, حَدَّثَنِي الضَّحَاكِ ibn مُخَلَّدْ عَنْ أَبِي عَاصِمْ عَنْ عَبْدِ الْحَمِيدِ بِنْ جَعْفَرْ عَنْ سَالِمْ بِنْ أَبِي غَرِيبْ. And he stops. Abu Hatim mentions his chain. حَدَّثَنِي بُدَّار عَنْ أَبِي عَاصِمْ عَنْ عَبْدِ الْحَمِيدِ بِنْ جَعْفَرْ عَنْ سَالِمْ بِنْ أَبِي غَرِيبْ. And he stops. While they are saying this, this is falling on the ears of Imam Abu Zura. In a state of unconsciousness, the heart is still conscious. As the words fall on his ears, such kama tahyon tamutun, as you will live, Allah will bring your mort in that condition. In that condition, he starts reciting his chain. But obviously, his was one step front. Haddathani Abu Asim and Abdul Hamid bin Jafar, and Salim bin Abi Gharib, and Kathir bin Murra al Hadrami, and Muaz ibn Jabal. سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كان آخر كلامه لا إله إلا الله دخل الجنة أو قال حرمه الله على النار. He said this and passed away. That Muaz bin Jabal رضي الله تعالى عنه said that person, the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said that person whose last words are la ilaha illallah will enter into Jannah. In one riwayat, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, kharramahu Allahu ala an-nar, Allah will make Jahannam haram upon him. So this doctor, he said, I had heard this hadith. Qatar is a Muslim country, 98% Muslim. Casualty department, high mortality rate. He said, the concern entered my heart, the justiju, the curiosity, that these victims of accidents or heart attack, whatever it is, that will be brought to the casualty department, those for whom mort is destined, how many of them will read kalima? How many of them will read kalima before they pass away? He asked the majma. He said, I worked in that department for 1 year, 100 people passed away in front of me. 100 Muslims passed away in front of me. He asked the majma, what percentage do you think recited kalima? 80, 60, 50, 40, 20? Allahu Akbar, he said, not one. Not one. He said, I started having sleepless nights. That, Ya Allah, what has happened? He said, finally, in the last day, one victim of an accident was brought in, he recited kalima. He said, every day from that time I ask myself this question, the environment that I'm exposed to, the effort that I'm making, what I am speaking, what I am comprehending, what roads and channels are affecting my heart, am I making that effort that I will be the one or I will be the 99? I will be the one or I will be the 99. Allah begins His kalam, His kitab. La rayba fi, there is no doubt in it. Hudal lil muttaqin, this Quran is hidayat. For the people of taqwa, where does hidayat start? Where does iman start? Alladheena yu'minuna bil ghayb. Alladheena yu'minuna bil ghayb. We pick up one translation. What does alladheena yu'minuna bil ghayb? Those who believe in the unseen. No! What is the reality of this? That first se lekar arsh tak. From the earth to the arsh of Allah. Multitudes and multitudes and multitudes of creation, whether it is the rivers, whether it is the trees, whether it is the mountains, whether it is the birds, whether it is the insects, whether it is the animals, whether it is the industries, whether it is the economies, whether it is the armies, whether it is science, whether it is technology. Farz se lekar arsh tak, from the earth to the arsh of Allah, whether it is Jibrail, Mikael, Israfil, Israel, whether it is an ant, whether it is Jibrail, whether it is a pebble, whether it is a mountain, whether it is a droplet of water, whether it is the oceans, whether it is a wisp of air, or whether it is a tornado, farz se lekar arsh tak, Allah begins His kalam, alladheena yu'minuna bil ghayb. What does this mean? Everything is dead. Nothing benefits, nothing harms, nothing lives, nothing dies, nothing advances, nothing declines, except with the permission, qudrat, will and irada of one Allah. This is La ilaha illallah. This is La ilaha illallah. And this was the effort of every Nabi of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam to Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This batil machinery is expounding His message 24 hours of every day. Paisa, paisa, paisa. Acquire the material wealth of this world, every problem will be solved. Every Nabi of Allah came with one basic message. Find Allah and you will find everything. Find Allah and you will find everything. Bring the yaqeen of Allah in this heart. وَإِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ لَمُدْغَى إِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ. Only in this correcting of yaqeen. Correcting of yaqeen, bringing La ilaha illallah, the reality of La ilaha illallah in this heart, only in that will the entire body come under the commands of Allah. Every Nabi of Allah, this was the first effort. What does Quran tell us? Whatever you want superiority, antumul a'loon in kuntum mu'mineen. You want to come out of your problems, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. You want risk, وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. You want a beautiful life? مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنْ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Whatever you desire. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Whatever you want, Allah has kept it in this. Connect and link yourself with Allah. مَنْ أَصْلَحَ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ أَصْلَحَ اللَّهُ مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ خَلْقِهِ. That person who has corrected his relationship with Allah, Allah will correct his relationship with the entire creation. Throughout the ages when this effort was made, whatever challenges they were, kaan khol kar sun lo bhai, whatever challenges they were, hummilu ala al-akhshab, people were crucified, nushru bil manashir, their bodies were cut into pieces. وَيُمْشَتُ بِأَمْشَاتِ الْحَدِيدِ مَا دُونَ لَحْمِهِ وَعِظَامِهِ. Human beings Human beings' metal rods were used to separate the flesh from the bones of their body. Whatever challenges they were, they withstood those challenges when the heart was linked to Allah. Whooped at night, Bilal al-Habshi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, made to lie on the burning sand of the desert, rock on the chest, dragged through the streets of Makkah, ahadun ahad, ahadun ahad, ahadun ahad, the one Allah, the one Allah, the one Allah. The more difficulty, the more the iman of Bilal shone. This is the only foundation, my respected brothers. This ganda, napak, najis environment, paisa, 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 what has happened? Lying, cheating, deception. All this has become halal. Person is going for Umrah, is eating up the haqq of others. Going for Hajj upon Al-Hajj, eating up the haqq of others. 5 times Musalli, eating up the haqq of others. Why? Incorrect yaqeen. Not only the rich, even the poor. What the poor man does, he buys a lottery ticket. He says, Mawlana, make dua, my number comes. Incorrect yaqeen. There is only one basis, one foundation. This heart has to be linked to Allah. That whatever my circumstance, whatever my condition, what are the treasures of Allah? Allahu Akbar. Hadith Qudsi, Ya Ibadi, Ya Ibadi, لو أن أولكم وآخركم وإنسكم وجنكم وحيكم وميتكم وربكم ويابسكم قاموا في صعيد واحد فسألوني فأعطيت كل إنسان مسألة ما نقص ذلك مما عندي إلا كما ينقص المخيط إذا أدخل البحر. Allahu Akbar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah says, if every one of you, every insan, every jinnat that ever lived all gather on one plane, all of you at one time ask from me. Try and visualize this. India, one of the most populous countries in the world. India alone, there's 360 languages. They estimate in the world there are 6,000 languages. Leave languages, sometimes people are speaking English, you don't understand them. They say some Irishman came to South Africa. So somebody met them and says, you left Ireland and came to South Africa. You haven't read the papers? Here they'll kill you. You'll get looted, get robbed. Did you come here to die? They say, no, we came yesterday. Same language you don't understand. 6,000 different languages, millions and billions of insan, different modes of expression, different intonations. Some are dumb, they can't even speak, the heart is speaking. It comes in the riwayat, يَسْمَعُ ذَجِيجَهُمْ بِاخْتِلَافِ لُغَاتِهِمْ وَلَهْجَاتِهِمْ. Allah will listen to each one individually. The different modes of expression, the huge thunderous roar of 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 billion insan at one time calling out to Allah will not confuse Allah as to what each one is asking. لا يمنعه فضل عن فضل وقول عن قول لا يلهيه قول عن قول. Allah will not get confused. فَآتَيْتُ كُلَّ إِنسَانٍ مَسَلَتَ. And Allah has to grant each one what they ask and beyond that. مَا نَقَسَ ذَلِكَ مِمَّا عِنْدِي إِلَّا كَمَا يُنْقِسُ الْمِخْيَةُ إِذَا أُدْخِلَ الْبَحَرِ. This will not diminish from the treasures of Allah, not that much. Someone takes a pin, pokes it in the ocean, lifts it up. How much of water that pin has diminished from the ocean? Not that much. Will the fulfillment of the desire of every insan and every jinnat diminish from the treasures of one Allah? My respected brothers, that businessman with this yaqeen goes into the marketplace. A risk wa ala Allah. My risk is coming from Allah. It is impossible for him to lie. It is impossible to cheat. It is impossible to deceive. Why? Because the foundation is correct. This effort Anbiya alayhi mustalatu wasalam made. Allahu Akbar. One jamaat, and on this I will terminate, time is limited. One jamaat, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is sending them out in the path of Allah. Sahaba. Time of faqa. Hardly any means, there's no means. Whatever little there was, some provisions are made for each sahabi. Jamaat proceeds inadvertently. Inadvertently, Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam forgot about one sahabi, Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Forgot to give him provisions. First challenge that faces us, first difficulty that comes, what happens? Turn to the bank manager. Turn to the friend. Stretch the hand out to the next person. Like the poet puts it, La takhda'anna li makhlukin ala tama'. La takhda'anna li makhlukin ala tama'. فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ مُذِرٌ مِّنْكَ بِالدِّينِ وَاسْتَرْزِقِ اللَّهِ وَاسْتَرْزِقِ اللَّهِ مِمَّا فِي خَزَائِنِهِ فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ بَيْنَ الْكَافِ وَالنُّونِ. He says, don't demean yourself. Allah has created every two human beings on equal footing. Allah has created you on equal footing with the next person till the day that you stretch your hand out to him. The day you stretch your hand out to the next person, you have elevated him, you have demeaned yourself. Every Nabi of Allah, ma as'alukum alayhi min ajr, ma as'alukum alayhi min ajr. I am not asking from you, I'll ask from Allah. A da'i takes from Allah and gives to the makhluk. A da'i takes from Allah and gives to a makhluk. The da'i does not stretch his hand out to the makhluk. Every Nabi of Allah, this was the sunnah of Anbiya alayhi salam. Wala tamnun tastakthir, wala tamnun tastakthir, wali rabbika fasbir. When that qurbani will be given, then Allah will give these qualities. Sitting at home, these qualities won't come, my respected. He says, do not demean yourself. لا تخدعن لمخلوق على طمع. By placing your lalich and greed in front of the makhluk. Ask from Allah. Ask from Allah. Ask from Allah. Why? Because when you will stretch your hand out to the makhluk, you will harm your deen. Ask from Allah, because the treasures of my Allah are such. Then what is it for Allah? Kun fayakun, be and it becomes. Khuday radiallahu ta'ala anhu challenged, no provisions, turns to the heavens, oh my Allah, your Nabi forgot. Your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam forgot, I did not remind him. Oh my Allah, let your zikr become my sustenance. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Saying that, he goes out in the path of Allah. This call reaches the arsh of Allah. Jibreel is sent. Ya Rasulullah, you forgot, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you forgot to give Khudayr his provisions. Very quickly, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prepares. Little bit of cheese, little bit of barley, some flour, some ghee, etc. Tosha is made, provisions are made. Dispatches one sahabi, catch up with the jamaat and give this to Khudayr and say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking for forgiveness, he forgot about you. Jibreel has come and informed. And what does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? When you reach him and present this to him, listen to what he says and report back to me. As the jamaat is approached, Subhanallah, Subbuhun, Quddusun, La ilaha illallahul malikul haqqul mubin, Khudayr is saying, your Nabi forgot, I did not remind him. Ya Allah, let your zikr become my sustenance. Boiling heat of the desert, arduous journey, yaqeenan Allah, in that condition, striving in the path of Allah, will not stretch his hand out to the makhluk. Sahabi reaches him, Khudayr, Allah's Rasul is making mazirat, he forgot, Jibreel was sent, Allah reminded him, there are your provisions. With tears in his eyes, Khudayr looks to the heavens. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, الذي ذكرني من فوق عرشه ومن فوق سبع سماواته اللهم كما لم تنس حذير فاجعل حذيرا لا ينسى. Shukr to you, gratitude to you, my Mawla, my Allah, who remembered me from above his arsh, who remembered me from above the seven heavens. Allah, as you did not forget Khudayr, let Khudayr never forget you. As you did not forget Khudayr, let Khudayr never forget you. When the sahabi returns back, Ya Rasulullah, this is what Khudayr said. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if only you could see. If only you could see the noor of these kalimat lit up the seven heavens and the seven earth. Yaqeen, conviction. The value of this human being is not what is outside, is what is inside. Insan ke qeemat andar ke sarmaya se bande, our elders are saying. The value of this human being is what is inside. What effort is being made? What yaqeen has entered this heart? Wallah, my respected brothers, this dawat and tabligh is not for someone else. It is a hospital. It is a hospital. There is an emergency. There is a fire burning in every direction. We have become immersed. We have become drowned in the pursuit and hankering of this dunya. The clock of our life is ticking. Every passing day, every passing moment is taking us closer and closer to the time we have to leave this world. What are we leaving with? What preparation have we made? What is the tosha of our akhirat? How are we going to face Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when every command of Allah was being broken? When humanity in droves was going towards Jahannam and not one tear poured down our cheeks. Not one time did we get up and cry, Allah, tere deen mit raha hai aur main na mita. Your deen is dying and I haven't finished myself. Insaniyat is going towards Jahannam. Where is the legacy of rahmat, mercy and compassion? Where is the humanity of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he transmitted to this ummah? For this, my respected brothers, we have to give time. For this, to learn this, to get this ruhani legacy of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For that, our elders are saying, first step is we go for 4 months in the path of Allah to learn our responsibility. Time is very limited. Don't look at the clock. Allah in this limited time can give us the barakah. Very, very quickly, let us make niyat, make decision for our akhirat. Stand up and give our names to go four months. Those who haven't been, now is the time to make niyat. That Ya Allah, you accept me to go four months in the path of Allah. Come and respect the Jalli, by stand up and give our names, mashallah.
Inshallah, inshallah,
Who's ready for 4 months? Mashallah. Give our names, mashallah. Who's ready, mashallah? Come and respect.